There's this app in Saudi Arabia. It was launched by the Saudi government a few years ago. It allows men to track the women in their lives, literally. Both Apple and Google offer the app through their stores, and they're getting a lot of flack for it. The World's Lydia Emanuelidou is here. Lydia, describe this app. What is it exactly?
So, Marco, in Saudi Arabia, there are these guardianship laws, and all Saudi women, regardless of how old they are, have a guardian. So it could be a brother, a husband, a son, and they have to get permission from them to do things like travel and get medical procedures, kind of like minors here in the U.S. And so guardians can use this app to approve some of the stuff I just told you about and to track women to see where they are. This app is called Absher, which roughly translates to yes, sir.
Wow, that's ominous.
Yeah. And I spoke with one woman. Her name is Raneen Bahari. She's 32 years old and she lives in Saudi Arabia.
If today my guardian decides I don't want her to travel anymore, he can just turn it off and with a swipe. And when I get to the border, they'll turn me back. It is definitely a form of control, but it's a symptom and it's not the problem.
The problem, Raneen told me, is not the app itself, but the guardianship laws, which existed long before this app.
And Google and Apple are caught up in this because they offer this app in their app stores and are therefore kind of perpetuating the problem, as Raneen put it to you anyway. Is that the argument?
Yeah, that's the argument. And probably the most high-profile call for them to remove the app came from Senator Ron Wyden. He's a Democrat from Oregon, and he sent a letter to both companies earlier this week asking them to pull it from their stores. Now, it's important, Marco, to note that this app is not only used for tracking women. Raneen told me that it's also like a government portal where you can do other things like renew your passport. And actually, women can even use it in some cases. Like, Raneen has a car and she uses it to renew her license.
So there's a lot of other things that we use the app for. I haven't used it for much else because I'm a great driver and I don't get traffic violations, but that's also what they're used for as well.
And what does Raneen make of the calls to have Apple and Google remove this from their app stores?
Actually, her answer surprised me.
Coming from a place of privilege where I have wonderful, loving guardians, for me, it's so easy to just swipe my travel permission, you know? I do it myself from my husband's phone. So for me, it's just like, no, I need this. But this is a way of control, definitely. But it also is, for women, an easier way to get access to travel.
So as you just heard Raneen say, Marco, this app actually makes it easier for her to travel because she has access to her husband's phone. And let's say she wants to travel outside of the country, she can just approve that straight from his phone. Whereas before, her husband would have had to wait in a long line, get the approval on paper. Of course, Raneen, as she said herself, is in a position of privilege. Not all women in Saudi Arabia have access to their husband's phones and can do this themselves. But she said, despite that, getting rid of the app won't actually get rid of the underlying problem here, which is the guardianship laws.
Right. It all comes back to the guardianship laws.
Right. And I just want to say one more thing. And this is from a source in Saudi Arabia who wanted to remain anonymous. She told me that the app actually makes it much easier for women who want to escape Saudi Arabia to do that. Like that woman, Rahaf Mohammed Al-Qanoun, who escaped a few weeks ago.
Right. Ended up in Canada after some ordeal in Thailand.
Yeah. And my source told me that if women want to steal their husband's phones and approve their own travel so they can leave the country, they can do that. There is a website version of this portal, but she told me it's much, much harder to kind of hack into it. It's much more password protected and there are more controls around it. The other option, of course, is to do it in person. Kind of hard to imagine somebody, you know, pretending they're a man and waiting in line and doing that successfully. So this is kind of the bright side here. This woman told me that women can get access to it from their husband's phones, approve their travel, and escape if they're in a bad situation.
Well, bright side or dark side, what have Apple and Google said about all this?
So we reached out to both companies, but we didn't hear back from them. They have said in the past that they're looking into this app and they want to make sure it doesn't violate any of their policies. Now, the bigger question here is the ethical question. Should a U.S. company be helping facilitate what some people see as draconian laws in a foreign country? We've talked about this issue with Google in China.
Right.
You know, when Google was creating a censored version of its search engine for China. And that is the big question, and it is much harder to answer.
We're going to leave it there. The World's Lydia Emanuelidou. Thank you.
Thanks, Marco.
I need to mention here that PRI has received funding from Google as part of a news partnership.